Shubhodaya. Welcome to the retreat, a whole day. You are investing yourself in this inward journey. Without winter, there is no meaning for summer. Without death, there is no meaning for birth. Without sickness, there is no meaning for health. The change is inevitable. Yoga helps us to balance the change. There is no meaning for spring. Now it's the springtime without autumn. Change is inevitable. Yoga helps in managing the change. Our heart is conveying that message. Unless heart contracts, there is no expansion. Contraction means the give out. Give out your best. Then only you have a eligibility to receive. Systolic and diastolic. The systolic, unless I am able to give, I get no right to take. Heart is telling, if you want a good circulation, you have to give out. Then only things come into you naturally. There is a saying, it is giving and taking. We don't say taking and giving. First, learn to give, then only you can take. Heart is saying, the first reading of heart is giving. The second reading is taking. The life is conveying the message, giving and taking, not taking and giving. If I am only on taking, busy in only in taking, not interested in distributing, then the changing world is continuously changing. I'm so scared to let it go. The things are changing so fast. What was yesterday, it is not today. What is today, it is not tomorrow. And I was young yesterday. Today I'm in adulthood. Tomorrow I'm old. So everything is changing. World, everything is changing. So mind is very panicky. How can I hang on to things? I want to hang on to things. I want to hang on to the things. I don't want to let it go. When in the changing world, when everything is changing, I want to hang on as long as we can. That is resulting in the anxiety, stress, fear, anger, and loss of memory, and leading to the own destruction. In Bhagavan Sri Krishna takes about when you start thinking about that one, and kamat krodho abhijayate, krodhat bhavati sanmoha, sanmoha smriti vibramaha. When you start thinking on that one again and again, and you start getting attachment to that one. When you are attached to that one, when you are so attached, fear of loss is there. It is combined with stress, anxiety. Stress, anxiety comes. Krodhat bhavati sanmoha. When the mind is not at ease, always in the panicky mood, one loses the memory power. Discrimination ability. Krodhat bhavati sanmoha, sanmoha smriti vibramaha, smriti bramshat. When the mind is lost, thinking ability is lost, one ruins oneself. In the message, what it is talking about, if you want to experience the good memory, allow the mind to let go. Things are everything is changing. You cannot hang on to the things which are changing. Try to discover the changeless in the midst of changes. Myself is changing. My body is changing. Outside situation is changing. Everything is changing. The game of the life. The Lord has, why did He bring us here? He says, yes, everything is changing. Can you find the changeless? That is the game. That is why we are come here. Or if do you want to be part of the change, or you discover the changeless? You discover the changeless midst of the change, the discovering the changeless. There is one thing that is all pure, all complete, auspicious divinity within is changeless. Rest is changing before this body collapses. Connect yourself to the changeless. Changeless, when you start connecting yourself to the changeless, you start experiencing the serenity, clarity, contentment. Content is there, contentment is there. You connect yourself every day. Think about what is changing. Everything, my job situation is changing, financial situation is changing, family situation is changing. Midst of that one, to find the solace within, contentment within, go within, seek within, connect within. Discover the peace within, contentment within. We are taking on the pseudo-responsibility. We say, I am responsible. I am responsible for my family. I am responsible for my children. I am responsible for my employee. I am responsible for my employer. It is, we are taking on a pseudo-responsibility that I am responsible. I am responsible because of that pseudo-responsibility, stress, anxiety. Anxiety, let it go. Let it go, what Sri Krishna says, not even a blade of grass can move without me. Trinamapi na chalati. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about thousands of arms. He has thousands of arms. He wants to you to give your responsibility to Him. We say, I am responsible. He say that you can't take any responsibility. We assume that I am responsible. It says, the offload your pseudo responsibility onto you. What you think you are responsible? Because of that, I can't play the game of my life. Play the game, offload your responsibility onto Him. Life is, I always say, not to take any responsibility for your life. No responsibility. I am not responsible, but still do your best. I can play my game of my life very well, like a small child, 7 years, 8 years, they enjoy their life. They know every day, every moment is joyful. They know I'm not responsible. We parents, no smile in the face, always long face, worried, thinking that I'm worried. It is offload. You know somebody's, everything happens because of Him. Offload your responsibility on Him. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tva sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma shuchaha. Whatever is your mode of your life, whatever is your background, whatever is your profession, not take the responsibility. The world has created from me. I am responsible. Sri Krishna says, things happens according to me. Not to assume, offload all your pseudo responsibility to me and enjoy the game of your life. It is not responsible doesn't mean irresponsible. Not responsible means I am not taking the ownership of my action and you throw your best. Not responsible means I am not taking any ownership. You are doing your best. Outcome is not in your hand. You are doing your best as a parent, as an employee, as an employer, as a member of the community, you are doing your best. But I am not responsible for the outcome. Outcome, when you are doing that one, you have to celebrate your life. Celebrate your life. Celebrate, we are all that know that we are a traveler. We are sojourn. We are a temporary. Whatever now gathered here, we may not be able to meet again. We are all going in our own path. We are all travelers. We are all travelers. Destination, we have our own destination to cover. Perchance we are together, we are traveling. To travel further and higher. Intention is to, you have to travel further and higher. If you think you are responsible, you won't be enjoy your journey. Travel light. In the aeroplane, they say inside cabin baggage is 7 kilos or 5 kilos. Not to take heavy. If you take too much of a load, so you can't enjoy your journey. Travel light. When we went to Himalayas, we had a problem. Bus was not moving. So much of luggage. So much of luggage. Even bus was struggling. And travel light. Travel light so that we can travel further and higher in your life. Travel further and higher in life. And when you are traveling light, offloaded your responsibility, peace naturally dawns on you. Enjoy. So, what comes in your way, like ocean is always complete. It is not dependent on rivers to come and join, or if rivers are not coming. Ocean is always complete. That person, one who has offloaded, irrespective of the mode of life, is contented within. Joy within. When you are in that state, that person becomes an asset to the community. For others, we are always wanting, what can I get from others? What can I get from others? When you are contented, you are not dependent on others for your happiness. You are not dependent on your children or wife or husband and others to make you more happy, or if they move out, make you less happy. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti edvatam tadvat kama yam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakama kami. Yoga says, try to be contented within. Become like an ocean. Ocean not dependent on the how many rivers are joining, what volume of water it's bringing. Try to be contented. Yogi sashanti mapnoti. Then only one enjoys the peace. Retreat means we are not able to think about this one. If you are always caught up in the hustle and bustle of your life, always busy, always engaged, there is no time to retract and reflect on how your journey is going. Retreat is an occasion for you to withdraw, disengage yourself from the busy life. Now, whole day, you are able to contemplate and recalibrate your life. Like instruments, process instruments, periodically it has to be calibrated. In the hospital, many instruments are there, process industries, every 6 months, 3 months, it has to be calibrated so that there is no offset. There is no offset is there. You have to, retreat is a must. We have to retreat ourselves from the busy life so that we can contemplate on the course of our life. Retreat is a must. To reduce the offset, what we have. Ideally, I have to be here, but I am here. Retreat is an occasion for me to close the gap so that I can stay on the course of my life. I don't get deviated. Life is so busy. Life is full of crossroads. It is easy to get distracted. Retreat is a must to calibrate, to remove the any offset so that we can travel further and higher in your life. Retreat, retreat is today the about 8-9 hours we are together. Now you are not a husband, you are not a wife, you are not a children, you are not a parent, and become nobody. When you are becoming somebody, always worry. I have to do. When you become nobody, nobody, so discover the beauty. We went to Himalayas couple of months back. Group of us went, everyone was nobody. No responsibility, you are not an employee, you are not a doctor, you are not an employer, you are not a millionaire, you are not a pauper. You became nobody. When you are wandering nobody, so much of freedom is there, so much of joy is there. Retreat is an occasion for you to become nobody. You are not taking any responsibility. You are so free. You are so free. When you become nobody, higher possibilities in your life dawns. Now higher possibility is not dawning because always I am pre-thinking. Mind is running. What next? What next? What next? Mind is going in a circle. Now when you are nobody, when you have become nobody, I am a traveler. Traveler, I am a gypsy. I am moving from one place to I am in the life. I am a gypsy. I am a traveler in search of my path, in search of my destination. I am going. In search of my destination, I am going. Which path? May one who looks after the whole universe, may he show me the path. May he show me the destination. So that, for that, bhakti means becoming nobody. No assume, may he dawn in me. When that happens, retreat has a meaning. The may, retreat, retract, retract, so that allowing the higher possibility to dawn in you. Lie down on your back.